This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
God wants to meet you today. Not necessarily for lunch, but at lunch he wants to be there too. But even right now, and all through your day, as you go through your work day or take care of things at home or wherever you are, God wants to be in it with you. The reason is because he loves you. He paid an incredible price for you to have a daily relationship with him. He doesn't want your Christianity to just be going to church on Sunday. That's not what he died for. Jesus died on the cross so that you could know him personally. You build your relationship with him by taking time with him each day, some time set aside just for you and him, and then all day as you go through your day, just talking to him on and off, keeping those lines of communication open, letting God speak to you as well. We're looking this week at King Solomon, the wisest man in the world, and his experiment in life as he sought to learn great lessons of life and ways of life that would be meaningful. We've looked at his trial of pursuing pleasure as a way of life, and he found that to be futile. Pursuing accomplishment, thinking maybe that would satisfy him, but he said it was empty. Then pursuing riches and wealth, and he said you're just toiling for the wind because it doesn't bring meaning to your life. And he kind of pauses in chapter 11 and gives us a beautiful little truth here in verses 7 to 9. Solomon says, "The light is pleasant, and it is good for the eyes to see the sun. Indeed, if a man should live many years, let him rejoice in them all, and let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. Everything that is to come will be futility. Rejoice, young man, during your childhood, and let your heart be pleasant during the days of young adulthood, and follow the impulses of your heart and the desires of your eyes. Yet know that God will bring you to judgment for all these things." Do you see what Solomon is saying? When you're young, when things are good in your life, enjoy them. Every person, yes, is accountable to God, Solomon says, for the morality of their actions. But within God's guidelines, the enjoyment of life is good. Sometimes we get this mistaken idea that if we are living rightly before God, we'll just be serious about God's purposes for us, and we'll forget the enjoyment of life and pleasure, that those things are frivolous and not really to be done. That's not what God wants for you. God wants you to enjoy the good things that he's brought into your life. The blessings, the friends, the fun things, the free time. It's good if laughter often springs from you, and if a smile often crosses your face. The Bible's constantly talking about the joy that comes with knowing the Lord. There is a time to be serious in life. There are the great purposes of God in your life, and they should be the things that dominate your life. But there is also a time to laugh and kick back and just enjoy a good party. Are you allowing joy to be a part of your life? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.